CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The Forum on China-Africa Cooperation is set to start later today in Johannesburg, South Africa. The two-day summit is to be co-chaired by Chinese President Xi Jinping and South African President Jacob Zuma. Xi Jinping says China stands ready to work with Africa to tap the unique advantages of their partnership and boost bilateral cooperation for the benefit of both sides. The summit is expected to adopt a declaration and action plan outlining measures aimed at consolidating China-Africa relations. Meanwhile, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China has prioritized key areas like finance and investment, peace and security, people-to-people exchanges, and regional integration to boost Africa's socio-economic progress. The ruling parties of China and Japan have met with each other for the first time in 6 years. Senior members of the Communist Party of China and the Liberal Democratic Party gathered in Beijing on Thursday for the fifth meeting under an exchange that was suspended as tensions rose between the two sides. An official with the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference said that China and Japan should properly handle their disputes to tap potential for cooperation. Relations have been strained by historical territorial disputes, particularly over the Diaoyu Islands. U.S. authorities have named 16 new FIFA corruption defendants. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the individuals were mainly from the Western Hemisphere, and the indictment deals in part with allegations of corruption in the award of broadcast rights for soccer. Among the defendants, Alfredo Hawit of Honduras and Juan Angel Naput of Paraguay were arrested in a pre-dawn raid by Swiss police at a hotel in Zurich near the headquarters of FIFA. FIFA said it will continue to cooperate fully with the investigation. U.S. authorities say the woman who helped her husband kill 14 people at a social services center in Southern California had a Pakistani passport and came to the U.S. on a fiancé visa. Police say Saeed Farouk, a U.S. citizen, traveled internationally and entered the U.S. with Tashfin Malik in July 2014. After a raid at the shooter's home, local police also found an arsenal of weaponry and said the shooters might plan another attack. The motive for the shooting is not yet known. Extra fighter jets have arrived at the British air base in Cyprus to join attacks against the Islamic State group in Syria. 6 Typhoon jets landed at the base, followed by an A400M transporter aircraft and 2 Royal Air Force GR4 Tornadoes. On Thursday, Tornado jets struck oil fields in eastern Syria that helped finance the Islamic State group. The strikes at the Omar oil field came just hours after Britain's parliament authorized military action in Syria against the militant group. Russian President Vladimir Putin is threatening further sanctions against Turkey. During his annual State of the Union address, Putin said that Turkey will regret more than once for the downing of a Russian warplane last week. Moscow has deployed long-range air defense missile systems in Syria and imposed an array of economic sanctions on Turkey, including a ban on imports of fruit and vegetables and the sales of tour packages. The European Central Bank has decided to lower the interest rate of deposit facility by 10 basis points to -0.3%. The interest rate on the main refinancing operations and the marginal lending facility will remain unchanged. The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank is set to open in mid-January next year. AIIB will be eligible to open after at least 10 countries' legislatures pass the bank's operational framework and the shares held by those nations represent no less than half of the total. So far, 12 countries' legislatures have passed the framework, but their shares are below 50% of the total. Large shareholders, India and Russia, are expected to finish their legislative procedures in mid-December. It's been reported that over 138,000 officials in China have been punished for violating austerity rules since the leadership launched a frugality campaign 3 years ago. 7 provincial and ministerial-level officials were among the punished. Beijing is planning to introduce a congestion charge on road users at certain areas of the city. The city's transportation authorities are also mulling to tighten its traffic controls and encourage companies to adopt different working hours to ease traffic pressure. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.